We're on the bottom of Chavzayin Amud Aleph. Rav Huna Gozer Tanisa. Rav Huna made a Tanis. All the Gabei Rav Chana Bar Chanilai V'chol Bnei Masya. So Rav Chana Bar Chanilai and the whole city went to Rav Huna's city to what's it called for the Tanis. Romor Lightstalker. So Tanis you give tzedakah. So they made. Everybody has to give tzedakah. The Yavu. So they gave. Kibol the Mason, when they wanted to go back to their original city, Omrulay, no spill on Mar, Venezel, Venefaris, Barnier, Mason, give us the money back, like we said before, that if a group of people go to another city and they're posting tzedakah, they give it so it doesn't look like they don't give, and they can take it back to give it to the poor people in their city. Omrulahu Tanina, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bishain Sham, Chever Ir. That's only when there's no Talmud Chacham in that city that takes care of tzedakah. Aval yeshom chever ir, tinosin lechever ir. Then it has to stay in the new city because in Islam, when they gave the tzedakah, they had in mind that Chacham should disperse the tzedakah. The kol shekein da niyei didi v'didchu alay smichet. And Rav Huna said, kol shekein, in this case, because I am responsible for not only the aniyim in this city, but the aniyim in your city too. So for sure you gave the money, al dati, that I should disperse it to whom I think deserves it. Rashi. Chever ir, Talmud Chacham, Mesasek, B'tzorchei Tzibor. There's some Talmud Chacham who is in charge of the dispersion of the tzedakah. Okay. Ein mochrinis shel rabin liyachid, meishe moridin oso mikdushosu divrei meir. Meir says you can't sell a shul that was a public shul to become a private shul, like a private chapel for somebody. Amrulo, in Kain aflo me'ir gedolik. If you're worried about from public to private, then you should be worried from a bigger city to a smaller city. You're moed the kedusha because this is a smaller thing. Rashi, and therefore, since you're not worried about that, you're not worried about the first one either. And since it still has kedushas based on kinesis, what's it called? You can sell it.
Are you supposed to sell a big shul to a small shul unless the whole town moves out?
What?
Are you supposed to sell a big shul to a small shul unless the whole community moves somewhere else?
Yeah, the community moved out or whatever, and you're selling your shul. Why they sell shuls all over the world?
Either it's a big city or a small city.
El out tonight, but feel me, Robin. Oh, you get here. Okay. Shapir ko amrili rabban la mayor. Nice little rabban and answer a mayor good. That if you're going to be afraid of a rabim to a yachid, you should be afraid of how much of a rabim. Right? An angel dover so. Rav Meir meir gedol ir ktana mikara kadisha hashadami kadisha. From a big city to a small city, Maisha, they're still going to say kaddish and kedusha in the shul, so there's not that much of a difference. Mirabim le yachid, but if you're selling it to a yachid to be his private chapel, they're not going to say kaddish and kedusha. There's no minyan. Leke kedusha. Rabbanan iikol amechash ki haigav nanom iikol amechash. No. Lamaisa, if you're worried about that there's not going to be all the kadeshim or whatever from before, even though it's still going to have kedushas based on knesses, then you have to worry about the big place or the small place, mishum barovam hadris melech, that there's more kedusha lechora in a big place than in a small place. And you're not worried about that, so you're not worried about the fact, as long as it remains kedushas based on knesses, even though they're going to say less kadeshim or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, ein mochrin beis haknesses el al tnai. You can't sell a shul except on the condition shim yirtzu yachziru, divrei meir. Rameir holds you can only sell it on the tnai that if they want, they can take it back, give back the money. So you never sell it as a final sale. So you always leave the option that if the original people want to take it back for a shul, they can take it back. Chachomim omrim mochrin oso mem karola. And the rabbanon hold no, when you're allowed to sell it, you can sell it final sale. Chutz mi'arba dvarim, you can't sell it for four things. Lemerchatz, it can't be turned into a bathhouse. Ulaburski, and not a tannery. Litvila, or a mikveh. Ulabeis hamayim, and Rashi has two pshat, and the Gros says the ikker one, beis hamayim means a urinal. Rav Yehuda Omer Rashi says another pshat that could mean a place to clean clothes. The Grod takes that one out, the Kvisa. So the Iker Pluchor is the Pshat and Rashi of a urinal. I saw in the arts course just the opposite. They quote cleaners and could be urinal. I don't understand. The Grod takes out that girsa completely. The ikr girsa should be this one. Okay. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mocher Nosel Hashem Chotzer, the Halokeach Mashiir Tziyaser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you sell it, that the person should use it for a chotzer, right, a yard, and then the person can, once he buys it and the kedusha goes away, he can use it for whatever he wants to use it for.
But it's not a yard.
Rashi.
It's a building.
What?
It's not a yard.
No, you use it that you could clear it. You could tear on the building and use it as a chotzer. El al tnai vafilu mirabim l'rabim osur Reb Meir mechiras chalutim. Right, Reb Meir, who holds you can only sell a shul from rabim to rabim, right? So he only holds you can do that if you make a tnai, that you can get it back. The derech b'zoyin hu, right? Kolomar einon be'ein of klum, because the derech b'zoyin to sell a shul a final sale, you always leave the option to get it back. The chachomim omrim nimkar olam liyachid. And the rabbanon argue on two things. One is he could sell it even to a yachid. And second, you can sell it even final sale. L'chol tashmish, and for anything, chutz midalad dvarim, the beis hamayim, the kfisa, right, either for laundry, inami, the beis meraglayim, or as a urine. And you see the little aleph, the gra takes out the first thing. Okay. Verses of the meir hechi dairiba, l'chora, you sell the shul for, with the condition that you could take it back and get your money back. Give the money back, okay? So how can anybody live in the shul? How can anybody buy it and live in it? Okay, you're allowed to sell it, and the kedusha goes away, so you can live in the shul. How can anybody use it or live in it? Or have you ribis? The maisa, in the end, if they're mevatel the sale, so the money goes back. So it comes out, the money was a loan, right? The money that they paid for the shul turned out to be a loan. The person who bought the shul gets his money back, and he also lived there for the time that he lived there. So he got ribbis. He got his money back that he loaned, and he got the ability to live there for the time that he lived there. That's ribbis. Omer Reb Yochanan, Reb Meir b'shitas Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Meir holds like Reb Yehuda. The Omer tzad echad b'ribbis mutter. Tzad echad b'ribbis is where two conditions, Tosa says. One is that it's not a real loan. Here it was done through a sale. Right, it's only in the end going to come out like a loan. But it's not a loan, it's a sale. And it's possible that they'll never renege on the sale. And the sale will remain a good sale. And then all the time the person lived there, he lived in his own thing. It's only possible on one side that maybe they'll be mavatl the sale, he get his money back, and he lived there. So tzad echad beribis, where it's not a loan. And it's also only one side that it'll turn out to be ribbis, that's not awesome. D'tanya, hari shehoya nosha b'chaveiro mona, v'osolo sodehu mecher, right, somebody owed, Reuven owed Shimon $100. And he sold his field, right, Reuven sold his field to Shimon, to give him a field to, just in case he doesn't pay the money back, at least he has the field. As long as Reuven still eats the peiros of that field, it's mutter. Lokeach ochel peiros osur. But if Shimon's going to eat the peiros of the field, right, and then it's possible that he'll pay back his loan and get the field back. In other words, he made the field like a mashkanta, a mashkum, right? Sold him his field, that in case I don't pay you back the loan, you'll have the field. If I pay you back the loan, you give me the field back. So if the Lokeach, the person who's owed the money, eats the peiros, it's ribbis. Because if he ends up paying back the loan and getting back the field, this person got his money back, plus he got the peiros that he ate, which is ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu lokeach ochel peiros mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if the lokeach is the one who's eating the peiros, okay. Since it's possible, he won't pay back the loan, and the field will become the person who was owed the money. And then it was from the time that he sold it. So it was his peiros that he was eating. It's not ribbis at all. It's only on the tzad that he doesn't pay back the loan that the field will become the payment. And then if he does pay back the loan, then the field will go back and the peiros won't go back and then it'll be ribbis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, tzad echad beribbis is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu lokeach ochel peiros mutter. Ba'omra b'Yehuda, Ma'isa b'baitas ben Zuna, she'osa sadeh u'mechra al-pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'lokeach ochel peiros hayu, ha'ayana was mutter, right? That's this exact case, where Reuven owed Shimon money, he sold him his field, just in case he doesn't come up with the money, and if he does come up with the money, he'll give him back the field. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it's okay, even though Shimon ate the fruit of the field, because it's possible that he won't come up with the money. The field will be a bona fide sale from the beginning, and there's no ribbis here. It's only on one side, and since it wasn't a loan, it was a what's it called a sale. That's okay. You made a mistake. You understood over there that the lokeach ate the peiros is not true. The mocher ate the peiros. A difficult thing. How do they have machlokas in the metzias? Either the mocher ate the peiros or the lokeach. So the Acharonim speak about different kinds of cases that it could be where they made what's it called, where it wasn't clear who was eating the peiros over here. May binayu. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Tzad echad beribus ikub binayu. Mar sover tzad echad beribus mutter. Umar sover tzad echad beribus aser. Machlokas is this shaila. Whether, since it if the sale goes through, it won't be ribus. But if the sale doesn't go through, it'll be ribus. And it wasn't a loan that's involved over here. It's a sale of a field. Therefore, it could be that what's it called, that's not also in our Torah altogether, and since it's possible that it won't come the day ribis at all together, the Rabbanan didn't ask for it according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Chachon, they did. Rava Omer de Kuli Amul Tzarecha Beribis Osir. No, here it's a different shayla. Everybody holds like the Chachon in that Tzarecha Beribis is Osir. The Hocha Ribis Amen Aslahazir Kibinayu. Over in the case of the field, they made up like this. If I don't end up paying you, keep the field. Then there's no problem at all. If I do pay you, you give me back the field, you can eat the peiros, but if I pay you, what's it called, then you'll have to give me back the peiros. So it shouldn't be ribis. So that's called ribis amanas lahachzer. Right? I'm making a condition that, what's it called, that if in the end the field goes back to me, you have to give me back the peiros too. So l'maisa, he took it l'chatchila. Right, so some say, so what's the problem? The Maisi never got the payers. Right, at the time that it became a loan, he never got the payers. So some say the pshat is that Maisi paid the thing. Now he's just giving it back. So if I give ribis and then you give it back, could be that it's called ribis. The fact that you gave it back doesn't take it away. Right? Okay. Mar sova ribis amanas lahavzer mutter, mar sova oser. Rashi. Okay, Rashi. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Is it Yehuda? Yeah. Mutter la'odam lahashtin mayim besoch da'od amas shal tefillah. Person is allowed to urinate within 4 amas of where he davened. Not in the shul, he's davened on the road. So he can urinate within 4 amas of where he davened. Omer of Yosef, because the Mishnah mentioned that you can't use the, what's it called, the shul for a urinal. So now it's talking about urinating near where you davened. Omer of Yosef, my kamash melon tanina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocher nosa l'shum chatzer, v'lokeach mashi yirtze yase. V'afilu rabbonin lo ka'amrei ele beis haknesis de kviya kedushte. Avol dalet amas, lo kviya kedushtayu lo. Right, in the Mishnah it says you can't sell a shul that it should become a urinal, according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the end it could. And even the Rabbanan who say that it can't, that's only a shul which had Kedusha, right, Kvias. But not Stam when you daven someplace just in the middle of the road and never got Kedusha. So surely everybody would hold that you could urinate within 4 amas of where you davened just by chance. Tani Tana Kamedor of Nachman, Hamispal Marchik Dalet Amas Umashtin. Person who davened, then he has to urinate. He should walk away 4 amas from where he davened and urinate. The hamashtin, a person who urinated, and then he wants to daven, marchik dalet amas mispal, should walk away 4 amas and daven 4 amas away from where he urinated. So Amar Lei, bishlomad hamashtin, marchik dalet amas mispal, that I understand. If you urinated, you can't daven within 4 amas of where there's urine. So you have to walk away 4 amas. Tanina, kama yarchik mehena minatsoa, dalet amas. Now, you can't daven in proximity of urine or feces with what's it called, within 4 amas. So I understand that if you urinated, you have to walk away 4 amas. Ela hamishpal marchik dalet amas umashdin lomali. If a person davened, why does he have to walk 4 amas away to urinate? He finished davening. People always, you know, daven on the road, right? They get stuck right before mincha. They stop their car. They daven. Then you won't be able to, what's it called, if you have to be marchik, what's it called, any 4 amas from where anyone ever davened, then you'll never be able to urinate anyway in the road because it's within 4 amas of where somebody davened, right? All the roads in Nardol become kodesh. So that can't be. So like we said, there's no Isser. Tani, Yisha. So that doesn't mean that you have to walk away 4 amas. You can urinate within 4 amas of where you davened in a place that wasn't Kavua for Kedusha. But you should wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amas after you daven before you urinate. So Bishlama Mashtin, Yisha, Kedehi Luch Dalet Amas, Mishum Nitzotzos. So now going back and saying, so what it means is, if you urinated, you should wait the time it takes to walk 4 amas before you daven. Okay? Why? Because there could still be, what's it called, the drops, dripping. You shouldn't start davening while you're still dripping. So you wait the amount it takes to walk 4 amas, you stop dripping, and then, what's it called, you can daven. And it's talking, you don't have to walk away 4 amas, you could cover the place. Or it sinks into the ground, it's all also okay. If a person davened, why should he wait before he urinates the amount it takes to walk 4 amas? What's wrong with urinating after you daven? Right? When you finish davening, you're still, what's it called, thinking about the davening. Some people, when they're davening, are not thinking about davening. But here, even dalet amas after the davening, you're thinking about the davening. And you're still mumbling the words of tefillah. So if what's it called, you shouldn't urinate while you're still mumbling the words of tefillah. So in order to complete your tefillah and completely get it out of your mind, you have to wait the time it takes to walk 4 hours.
So if you're not doing that, then you don't have
to. No, we're choshish that you will be doing it. So it says, therefore, that you should do it all the time. It's a lo pluk. You should make sure that you... Dalet amas shel tefillah la'achar zman. Kidashkinu lekulo shvili dinardo. Shein lecha dalet amas bohem shlo ispal ben over drachim. There's no dalet amas that somebody didn't daven there. Tani yisha. No, it doesn't mean you have to distance yourself. Kidehi looked out arba. You should wait the time it takes to walk arba amas before you urinate after you daven and before you daven after you urinate. Nishim nitzotzo shlo yitanfu begodav nitzotzo shabam mosav. Right, that your clothing shouldn't get dirty with the drippings. Therefore, you shouldn't start davening until you wait dalet amas. Okay. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Zakkai b'meh harachti yom. Talmidim es Rabbi Zakkai. He obviously was an old man. They asked him, "What schus did you have that you lived so long?" Omer lehem. They wanted to learn also from that and live a long time too. Omer lohem, miyom ailo ishtanti mayim besoch dalet amas shel tefillah. I never urinated within dalet amas of where I davened, even though lahalacha it's mutter, but I was machmer, and I never, even where I davened temporarily, I never urinated within 4 amas of that place. Velo kanisi shem lechaderai, and I never called my friend by a nickname that's derogatory is also to do. I never called him a nickname that even wasn't derogatory. Velo bitalti kiddush hayom, and I never was mevatel. I always had wine to make kiddush on, even though I was poor, right? I didn't make kiddush on bread or was yotze with somebody else. I always made it my business to make sure I had wine. Why? Ima skeino haisali. I had an old mother. Pam achas mochra kippa shabarosha to have eliu kiddush hayom. She knew how important it was for me to have wine for kiddush. She once sold her tichel to buy me wine for Kiddush. Tana, Kishimesa, when that mother died, Hinichalo gimel meos garve yayim. The schar that she got in this world for being so careful that her son should have wine for Kiddush, she left over 300 barrels of wine. She became rich. Shemesu, when Rav Zakai died, right? He niach lebon of shloshes alofim garvi. He left over to his children 3,000 barrels of wine because he was so makbid in Kiddush Hayom. Rav Huna havi asa risa the koi kamei derav. Rav Huna was wearing a belt made of grass, like Hawaii. So Omer le, my high, like, why are you wearing a grass belt? Omer le, lo havi li kedusha, I didn't have wine for Kiddush. Umashkanti lehemonya v'asai be kedusha. And I pawned off my belt so I could buy wine for Kiddush. Omer le, yehi rava de titom b'shiroi. For that, you should, the Rebbeinu Shlom should pay you back that you should be covered with silk. Right? Shouldn't have to wear grass belts. Ki ichlo Rabba v'reid Rav Huna. So when Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, got married, what's it called? Inish gutzahave. So Rav Huna was a, what's it called, was a short person. Right? He was a short person. Gona apuria, and he went to lie down. Ashin Banse the Kalse, and his daughters and daughters-in-law came, and they saw him lying there uncovered. Right, Sam, he was lying, he didn't have a cover on. Sholchan, they took off their outer clothing of silk that they wore, the silk robes, the Shadyon Minayu Ale, and they put it on him and covered him up. So the bracha was Niskaya. He was covered with silk. Right, and it's also a simon, a bracha, it wasn't Stam, they covered him with silk, that he could afford to buy his daughters and daughters-in-law silk robes. So the bracha was niskayim. Adi itum b'shiroi, until he was covered with silk. Shoma Rav, Rav heard about this, that his bracha was niskayim. Right? That the bracha that he said, someday you should be covered with silk, came true. The ikpid, he got upset. Omer, my time alo, omer sli, ki berachtich, v'chein lamar. Right? If it was a zman, what's it called, mukshur, that my bracha was mekuyim, Vaishnois, Rav wasn't such a big Hasidish Rebbe that he always, all his brachas were queen. This was something special. Right? He got, this one really came through, what's it called? So he said, how come you didn't say, V'chein Lamar, right? It should apply to me too. Shol Talmid of, let's see, Rash Rashi till here. V'meharach de Yomim, Be'ezus Schus, what Schus do you have that you live so long? Kipot Se'if, she had her, her tichel, her veil. Osarisa, min gemi. Some kind of grass or gemi doesn't mean rubber. It means whatever. What? A reed. Some kind of thing out of grass. The tatum bishirai. Sosum umachusa bim'ilin. You should be covered with, what's it called, with the robes of silk. Sitmum plishtim, tirgumu tmunim plishtim. They covered the up. They filled up the reservoirs. So the targum is tamunim, something it's filled up with. Ichlo kishenichnas lechupa sholchan hayu poshes began. They took off their robes and they covered Rav Huna with it. V'chein lamar afatate mevurich lekach. Why don't you answer me? V'chein lamar. I should get the bracha too. Shema hoya eis ratzon v'tiskayim afi. It was an eis ratzon. My tefillah was niskabo. It'll go on to me too. Shoalu Talmidavis Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua, the Meher Rachti Yomer. Lozer ben Shamua also lived a long time. So this Talmidim asked him, well, how did you resolve to live such a long time? Omer lehem, Yomei lo asisi kapandri lebeis haknesis. I never made a shul a shortcut, and even though the halach is you can't make a shul a shortcut, either he held that only applied, some say he only applied to the Beis HaMikdash, not to a shul, but the Mishnah says, Betheirish in Brachas, that it applies to a shul. So there's ways that you, when you're allowed to do it. For instance, before the shul was built, there was a shvil that went through this place, and they built the shul around the shvil. Then, Meitzah Sheikh Ziku Borabin, you can't stop. So you can then use that shvil still, even though it goes to the shul. He didn't do that. Right? Because just from keeping halacha is not going to get that schus. It had to be something special. So it had to be a way that you're allowed to make a kapandri, and he didn't do it anyway. Didn't use it as a shortcut. V'lo pasati al roshi am kodesh. And I didn't walk over the heads of Am Kodesh. The Talmidei Chachamim were sitting to learn the Shir. I didn't walk over them. right? I walked around. And even though, what's it called, could be Iker Adin, you're allowed to walk through, but he didn't bother them to stand for him or whatever. Below Nasasi Kapi, below Bracha, I never duchen without a Bracha. So they asked, you have to make a Bracha. So some say, no, there really was never a takana to make a Bracha on Birkas Kohanim, because it's a Bracha to a Bracha. It's not like a Bracha to a mitzvah here, it's a Bracha. So you don't make a Bracha on a Bracha. So Rebbe Lezer himself was the one who was misakin the Brachas. He made a Bracha, and after that people made Brachas on Birkas Kohanim. Or some say that even if he duchened a second time in the day, he went and duchened a second time with a Bracha. Right? He didn't, since he was Yotze already, he didn't have to duchen again. He could have walked out of shul. But since he, what's it called, he never stopped having the chance of giving Birkas Kohanim. Okay. Rashi. Kapandria, Mekatsuri, Luchol, Derech, Beis HaKnesses. You make the Beis HaKnesses a shortcut. Lo pasati al Rashi am Kodesh, show you a Talmidim of Beis HaMedrash, al Gabi Karka, the Talmidim used to sit on the floor in the Beis HaMedrash. Haholech al Gabi, Mesibosan, Leishev, and come when you walk through them to get to your place, Nirik aposei al Rashi am. Looks like you're stepping on their heads. Lo nasasi kapi, leduchen, lebirkas kohanim, lefisha kohanim tzrichen levorech, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, asher kedishonu bitushosu shal Aaron, mesecha sota. So I never duchen without a bracha. And like we said, it could be that he was the one who was misakin the bracha for Birkas Kohanim.